News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Captain Mark Tighe, President of the Irish Airlines Pilots Association, IALPA. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shane. How are you? Good morning, Ciara.
Are we looking at the very strong possibility at this stage of an all-out strike?
Well, everything is a possibility, Shane, but at this stage we're not considering an all-out strike. The company have finally written to us and asked us for a meeting. However, they have attached preconditions to that invitation of what we can and only can talk at the meeting. So we're discussing their preconditions at the moment, but we see this as a positive light.
When did that letter arrive?
Yesterday.
Okay. Can you discuss what the preconditions are?
No, not at this moment in time, but it's safe to say and fair to say that preconditions to talks is not a reasonable position. However, as I said, we do see it as positive that having not communicated with us at all about having another meeting, they now are.
Okay. Does that suggest, on the basis of what they've sent you, you won't be meeting them, but you think it maybe provides the framework for a breakthrough after that?
Well, I couldn't predict, Shane. I wouldn't even attempt. But all I can say is that we haven't had an invitation to meet. Now we've had one, albeit with conditions, and we are discussing the conditions with them, the aspect of conditions with them. So, as I said, I see this as a positive development, but I couldn't begin to say where it's going to go.
What's your message to people this morning, Mark, who are, either worried about their flights being cancelled or already have had their flights cancelled because of your action? I think the Taoiseach said over the weekend, no justification for the timing of this strike. It's a disproportionate reaction, calling on you to step back from the brink and calling on both parties to step back from the brink. But what's your message to people this morning whose holiday plans are pretty much ruined or up in the air at least?
Well, look, we've said over and over again, our passengers are extremely important to us. Management have put us in this position where we have had to exercise the same rights that everybody else has. This is like the executive management team that has had a 66% pay increase between 2019 and 2023. And we're not looking for a pay increase. We're looking to protect our pay from the level of where it was. And I would ask people to consider that.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting you mention what management have got, and the rest of the Aer Lingus staff, who wouldn't be remotely as well paid as you guys, have got a 12.25%. You're looking for twice that. Are you worth twice the increase that everybody else in Aer Lingus is worth?
We're looking for an cumulative inflationary increase that has been applied for most people, albeit in ones and twos across the country. Our colleagues in the other unions have been very supportive of us and contacting us directly, both officially and unofficially. And in fact, our cabin crew union has written to us expressing support for us. And they conveyed that letter as a courtesy to management, to which management replied to them that they would now be monitoring cabin crew.
Cabin crew were hardly going to say anything else. I wonder, do ground staff share the same levels of support for your action? Because there are suggestions that some of them are fairly disgruntled and feel quite put out at what you're doing and worry about the risk that it's causing to the airline as well.
Well, I read that same article with the unnamed source, and that's not the experience that we are having from our colleagues in Aer Lingus.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned inflation. I'm not sure inflation accounts to 24%, but I'm just looking at some of the salaries. Now, look, obviously, this is somebody with 25 years' experience. You're looking for their total package to go from 287 to 347,000, nearly 348,000. A pilot on 10 years' experience, a salary increase of 156 to 188. I mean, they are massive increases that you're looking for.
Shane, they are in our pay structure is a standard within the industry. People join an airline typically for their career lengths, and most pilots don't move. The structure that's set up is based around that. So a pilot starting off is on €36,000, and that's one who's just brand new. Somebody with experience who chooses to come to Aer Lingus will start on 45,500 euro. Like the average industrial wage, according to the CSO, is 50,394. We start off there, we go through over time. You've got to get 26 years and you've got to pass a grueling set of assessments and checks and exams, both at the air and on the ground, to attain the rank of captain in order to even get there.
Yeah. I mean, you're also paid, for example, more than pilots in Ryanair, for example, 14 grand between a mid-ranking pilot in Aer Lingus and one in Ryanair.
But again, you'll have to have a look at the career structure. Ryanair pilots tend to get their commands much, much younger than in Aer Lingus because of the flow of pilots through Ryanair. So you might see a pilot in Ryanair who could be 24 or 25 as a captain. But in Aer Lingus, it'll be much, much older because, again, the structure of the career path.
Just looking from the outside, and I know you've revealed this morning that there has been a letter from management. But, I mean, is there a danger that you've kind of marched the soldiers and marched the troops up to the top of the hill here and that there's nowhere to go? You do seem quite isolated. There doesn't seem to be very much support for your action. You have the Taoiseach calling on you to step back from the brink. We know holidaymakers are obviously fed up with what's happening. Is there a danger you're quite isolated in relation to this?
Well, that's not the experience where the pilots in Aer Lingus are having. I mean, we have our social media monitors and our media monitors looking through it all. I've been extensively in the media over the last week, and we're finding that people are actually understanding, notwithstanding the people who are suffering because of how management have treated us.
When will you make a decision on this letter from management that arrived yesterday?
Well, we're in discussions, is the best way of saying it, with management about how this meeting can go ahead.
Okay. Are you optimistic that that meeting will go ahead?
I would be hopeful.
Okay, you are hopeful. And when would that happen, this week at some point?
I would very much hope that would happen this week. We've always been and continue to be available to meet the company. It is the company who haven't wanted to meet while they're ongoing their campaign of attack on individual pilots. You're following that, I'm sure, in the media yourself. We had in the report in the papers yesterday of a flight cancelled because of a threatening letter that was sent to one of the operating pilots, and the company's own medical representatives stopped that pilot from flying because of the stress it induced. That caused hundreds of people to be stuck in the States or in Canada.
All right, we will leave it there. Captain Mark Tighe, President of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.